clean and affordable energy like wind energy, solar energy, and thermal energy are better, cleaner, more efficient types of energy to use that cost less and are better for the environment. They save you lots of money. Other types of energy that are better for the environment are cutting down costs that are becoming better and better for and being able to be used in more and more different ways. Clean energy is a goal for all developing countries that can cause growth in the country and is better for the environment. From 1990 to 2010, the number of people who have electricity has increased by 1.7 billion, so the need for better, cheaper, and cleaner energy has increased. So the more people are trying to find a better result for energy to be used in a better, cleaner way to reduce costs and reduce damage being done to the earth. In larger, more populated areas, there is more pollution from the energy in those places. If different types of energy were created earlier, it would have never gotten as bad as it has gotten today. Over time, as new types of energy get better, you save money and the earth becomes cleaner and cleaner. Clean energy is spreading. More people are getting clean energy because it's cheaper and it is cleaner and better for everything around it. As the need for energy grows, the demand for cheaper energy grows too. So the prices on energy gets cheaper and cheaper to get more people to want to use it. You can even make lots of money allowing clean energy to be used on your land. People have wind farms where they get paid and have tons of windmills that are making power for things around them. You can save money and make money as you use better, cleaner energy. Thank you for tuning into the Nick Lane Podcast. All right, today I am interviewing Mr. Rivera for his opinions on clean and affordable energy. What do you think about the different types of clean and affordable energy?
I think it's a good idea. I think that this world needs to be thinking about the pollution and problems that we're having around this continent, and cleaning air or different types of energy that is safe is a good idea.
Do you know what the different types of clean and affordable energy are?
I'm guessing they're wind and hydro, solar.
Yep.
Okay.
What do you think the price is for, like, solar energy to have it placed on your house or whatever?
The little research that I've done, I think it's pretty expensive. I think it'd be nice. I know that you could save a lot of money over 30 years, but the initial cost of it is pretty high.
Processing. Would you like to have clean and affordable energy?
Yeah, I think of all the ones accessible. You see the different windmills around farms as you drive across the state. I've heard, you can save lots of money there, but if I had to choose one, I guess I would probably choose solar, if I could afford it. Maybe you could buy me that as a gift?
Maybe. Did you know you can make money having clean energy?
Yeah, I understand. Farmers are making money when they put the windmills on their property. What are the other ways you can make money?
You can make money just like using solar or wind energy and creating power.
Okay.
What else? All right, well, I think the interview is done.
All right, thank you.